system, or you're listening to us on the Cruise 102.1 FM or on the World Wide Web, listening live on thumbnet.net. Go to our live broadcast so you can get a hold of your family, your friends. We want to give a shout out to all of our military followers, all of those serving in the active duty military, National Guard, Reserves around the state, around the country, and around the world. We are glad to have you, all you Bad Axe Hatchet alumni, Laker alumni, wherever you may be in the country. We want to say welcome home to the Laker homecoming.
Yes.
5 seconds to go here. We are ready to kick things off here in the second half. Again, our score, Bad Axe Hatchet 7 and the Lakers 6. So during the coin toss, our captains were out there, and the Lakers won the coin toss. They deferred to the Hatchets, decided to kick to Bad Axe to start the first half. So now starting the second half, the third quarter, we're ready to go as Micah Gordon will kick off for the Bad Axe Hatchets to the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers.
And I can guarantee you this coaching staff, they put great importance on the Laker offense, getting down there and scoring on this first drive of the second half and setting that tone here.
And the Laker returners go deep. They're going to stand back at about the 12-yard line. And let's get things started here. Gordon puts a foot into it. And
squib kick.
Going for a squib on the right side. I thought he was going to go on sides. Nope, just takes it out to the right side, kicks it out of bounds right around the 35-yard line. Well, you kick it out of bounds, you're going to get a flag on that.
I like the play call by Coach Polkley. He wanted to try to catch that Laker kick return team off guard, try to recover, try to get a field position. The ball just bounced out of bounds. You know, that's going to happen when you try those plays. That little things are going to happen.
So that was just an effort to say, you know what, let's not start out this second half. We know they got some guys that can run it and return it. Let's get it safe. Yep. Let's get on the field. Let's get our defense out there, and let's play some football. Let's not start this second half with a big Laker return on the wide side. So it'll be first and 10 for the Lakers. Lakers have the ball on their own 40-yard line. McCain hands off to Kretschmer. Kretschmer up the middle, breaks a few tackles, but boy, the whole Laker defense right in the middle.
Yeah, Kretschmer goes up the middle. He cannot find much room there, though. Bad Axe defense all over him on
McPhee,
that play.
The whole crew in there for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Meet Kretschmer in the middle. Number 52, Toby McPhee, Affer in on that one. 71, Cody Bailey for the Bad Axe Hatchets. 11:34 to go here in the third quarter. The score is 7-6. Hatchets on top by one. That brings up a second and 7 for the Lakers. Lakers break over the ball on their 44-yard line. McCain takes the ball, hands off, and a reverse up the middle. Nice little run there by Kretschmer off of the left guard. Brings it back to the right side. So number 23, Kretschmer, does it.
And what we're seeing at halftime, Verberg is going to come out and he's going to feed Kretschmer. First two plays of the second half, run Kretschmer. They are going to feed Kretschmer and see if he can carry him to a win tonight.
Nice little crossing play up the middle. Yep. We're going to see a lot of that, I'm going to guess, here in the third quarter. We'll see how it works. It is a good play for Lakers.
We have a stoppage of play by the officials.
As they tell the running backs, the guys start off to the left side. We want you to cut it back to the right. Go off to the right guard, and then you take it back to the left. It's a good play for Lakers. They're very successful with that up the middle.
Absolutely.
Especially with Kretschmer.
We're going to bring the chains out just to make sure.
So
official measurement,
that's what we're
going to
have, official measurement. I don't think I've seen one this year. That's good to see. Our five-man crew right on it. 11:17 to go here in the third quarter. Bad Axe 7, Lakers 6.
The game's close. The spots are close. Everything's close here tonight in the field, Kurt.
Well, the officials know that. They say, you know what, we got it marked first and 10.
We are inches off of that first down. Inches away from that first down there, Kurt.
And it's right in front of us here where they're marking it at, right around the 50-yard line. It's going to be more on the Bad Axe side, 49.
They are chain links short of this first down.
So Lakers are short. It's going to be a third down and about 4 inches to go for the Lakers, as they even use the chains to mark where it'll go on the near side hash mark. So our official places the ball on the hash mark. Right on the Bad Axe Hatchet 49-yard line. So here we go.
And you got to give the referees credit for wanting to get that spot perfect where they need to get it.
This crew's done a great job tonight. 11:17 to go here in the third quarter. Lakers over the ball. So they're going to stick with the play that they called from the first and 10. Looking under center. Hands up to Wisner up the middle. Oh, and a fumble on the play. The
ball is loose, and who gets it? I do believe Lakers hop back on
it
that
It was
ball.
A hand off the left side to Wisner, straight up the middle.
Wisner goes right up the middle. He hits some contact. He fumbles the ball, but luckily Lakers is able to get that ball back.
So pick up about 2 yards on the carry. That's going to bring up a first and 10 for the Lakers. Lakers have the ball on the 47-yard line of the Bad Axe Hatchets. First and 10. Under center. Pitches off to number 20, Logan Collison-Russell.
And Collison-Russell with a pitch on the left side. He gets up the middle. Gets a few yard run here. But again, that Laker, that Bad Axe defense is ready and waiting for him. Swallows him right up for a short gain.
Cody Bailey in on the tackle. Sam Hess breaking right through the line, along with number 40, Jake McPhee. So the Lakers pick up about 3 on the carry. That'll bring up a second down and 7 for Lakers. The Lakers break out of the huddle, head over to the 45-yard line of the Bad Axe Hatchets. 2nd and 7. Quick pitch to the right side to Kretschmer. Kretschmer follows his lead blockers, heads around the outside to the right, and picks up about 5 yards on the carry.
Like you said, around the right side about 5 yards, making to make this a third and manageable for the Lakers now after that run by Kretschmer.
Nice carry. As we watch Kretschmer stay behind his lead, that's what we see Wisner do so well. Follow those lead blockers. Kretschmer did a nice job. A lot of times he'll break and cut it up the middle. Did a good job of following the blockers that time, so we're going to need about 4 yards on this one. 3rd down and 4 for the Lakers with 9:38 to go here in the third quarter. Right up the middle, number 26, Wisner, the workhorse. Oh, and a loose ball again, fumbled again by the Lakers. Recovered by the Hatchets, breaking away. The goal, number 3 down the right side, takes it all the way down to the Laker, right around the 10-yard line, 20-yard line, 10-yard line.
Well, there's a lot to unpack here.
Wow.
Wisner up the middle, second straight carry, fumbles the ball. Corbin Legault picks it up, 60 yards down the field, and it's looking like we're going to have a horse collar tackle on Lakers. It's going to set Bad Axe up beautifully for another score.
The last 2 carries by Wisner, we had Wisner, then 2 by Kretschmer. Wisner fumbled.
And fumbles it again.
Got it back. Kretschmer, Wisner fumbled it again.
I said, Legault. Again, Legault has been the playmaker and the difference maker so far in this game tonight. Picks it up, runs it back 60 yards, gets the Laker penalty. Legault, we're going to be set up perfectly here.
This is a slippery football game tonight. Yep. I'll tell you what, that ball has been flying and sliding. And so we see, Ken Shetler here, he's spotting the official call.
We're
going to
be looking at a first and goal here for Hatchets after this penalty runs off. I'm going to make it inside the 5.
So Kent says it will be half the distance to the goal. It is a horse collar tackle against the Lakers, which was a touchdown-saving tackle, so nobody's going to get too much heat for that call.
If I'm Laker defense,
this is not a score.
This is not what I wanted to see if I'm Laker defense right now.
You were knocking on the door, moving the ball down. So here we go, 1st and 10 for the Hatchets. Blackstock out of the shotgun. This is a delay count. It snaps it right into the hands of number 44, Carson Affer, as Affer goes right off the tail of the center, straight ahead.
And Coach Polk, who tries around some trickery there, everybody thought that was going to be a direct snap to Blackstock. Affer takes the direct snap, runs up the middle, runs into a wall, but he picks up about 2-3 yards, making this second goal.
Blackstock doing that delayed count. You can see they were trying to draw Lakers offside, so he's telling those guys, I'm going to do a hard count, so get ready. I'm going to count it out. Get ready for some noise, and don't jump.
Right.
Don't jump, but we're going to make this play. And snapped it right into the hands of Affer, who took it right off of center.
Back snapped to Blackstock, and looks like he's in there. Maybe in there, Curto, he's short.
Blackstock in. No, he's
I think Blackstock goes up the middle, gets about a yard, inch, half a yard, short of that goal line.
So that'll bring up a 3rd down and 1. 3rd down and goal for the Hatchets on that big return off the Wisner fumble. Lakers were rolling it down to about the 30-yard line, and Wisner took it up the middle, and the ball went straight out of his hands right into one of the defensive backs and took it a long way down the field, about a 70-yard carry. And right now the Hatchets